Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us. We really have a great guest lineup today, and we're going to get right to that. But I wanted to remind you before we do that we've interviewed over 500 advisors, authors, and thought leaders on over 35 topics, and you can find and listen to any of them at any time at ExitCoachRadio.com. Just go to ExitCoachRadio.com, click on the audio library. You'll see the file folders with all the topics, and you can start listening to your heart's content. Go deep on a particular topic or try to find someone that you really like. You can search for them by name. My first guest today is Diane Conklin. She's been with us before. She's with Complete Marketing Systems. And last time we talked about how to turn your knowledge into profits. And this time we're going to talk about something else. You know, you go to a workshop, you go to a seminar, you go find out about information. And then what happens? You get all excited, you get back to your office, and then you get back into the fray of things, and you fail to implement. So we're going to talk about implementing some of those strategies. So, Diane, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Bill, for having me. It's a pleasure. I mean, I'm excited to talk about now sort of that next step. Now that you have the information and you're doing your business, how do you really make money and get a lot of things done and make people wonder how's she doing all that?
and so many people are just like, you know, they get so excited, they go learn about something new, and then they fail to implement. Before we get into that, Diane, give our listeners a little refresher on what you do at Complete Marketing Systems, how you kind of came about to start the company, a little background.
Yeah, so we, Complete Marketing Systems, we do a lot of different things, but our main goal is to help small business owners to grow their businesses, whether they're first starting out and looking to hit their first six figures or they're looking already at six figures and looking to go, to seven figures and beyond. And we do that with marketing and through some social media things, what I really call an integrated marketing approach. And I think the thing that distinguishes us is everything that we do is measurable. So there's no more guessing about what it is that you want to invest money in your marketing. It's all about how do we now move forward and do more of the things that are returning us the greatest return on investment. So I've been around for about 17 years and mm-hmm. done a lot of different things and have a lot of, you know, a lot of people have what's the old saying? I have 1 year's experience 17 times. I truly feel like I've had 17 years of experience in working with a lot of different small business owners and types of businesses and that sort of thing. So I love being able to take a little bit from everything that I've learned in all the different companies and industries that I've dealt with and put it together in individualized packages for people.
You know, and it might help our listeners to hear an actual client story. If you can think of just a success story where you've come in, tell our listeners, you know, what that company said they needed, where they were stuck, how you helped them, and what their outcome or their result was.
Yeah, you know, that's one of those, which one do we choose, right? So I'll give you an example of one that's a little different, because I think I talked last time about Casey and moving him to six figures in 90 days and then in seven figures in 12 months. But I have a gal who, and I think this is typical, right? Everybody's looking for sort of that pie in the sky, right? And how do I make the big dollars? How do I go to six figures in 90 days? And that's great. But I think the more typical thing that happens is sort of like my client Carolyn, who has just launched a book. Carolyn and I have been working together for, gosh, I guess 5 or 6 years now. And she was she calls herself a recovering attorney. She was a very successful attorney in her previous life. And, you know, she kind of got involved and wanted to start an information business, but it was that, you know, what do I do kind of thing. I don't really want to do the law. And I think a lot of people struggle with the, you know, what's my area. And so we started in something she sort of went out on her own and said, I'm going to do this thing. And I said, I'm not sure that's the area. And she came back to me a little while later and said, you know what, you're right, but I have this great idea. What do you think? And she just, as a matter of fact, today, interestingly enough, is doing her major book launch. and has another book in mind, and we're now developing products. And so it's not the big success of the big dollar success that people talk about, you know, and right off the bat. But I think the success with her has been, to her credit, that she stuck with it until she really, really figured out, okay, I'm doing all of these things. And, you know, people often look for their passion and their purpose. And I often say to them, follow your actions. Your actions will determine that. And so what she realized was that she was somebody who had suffered from overwhelm for a really long time. And so that's what the book is about. It's about overcoming overwhelm. It's called Eat the Elephant. And one bite at a time, right?
Yeah.
And so the success for her was completing the book and getting that done and now, you know, continuing to move forward in her business.
And people, you can just kind of see it in people when they found what that is that clicks with them. Their whole demeanor changes, doesn't it? I mean, people are wondering, well, is this what I should be doing? Is that what I should be doing? But when they're doing what they should be doing, everybody kind of knows it around them, right?
Yeah, and you know, you sort of get, you know, not to be overly esoterical, but you sort of get the feeling, right? It's that I have people all the time who say, "This, I know this is the right thing, Diane, because I just got goosebumps." Or, you know, I feel it in my heart, or I feel it in my whatever. Everybody's a little different. But I think, yeah, you're absolutely right. Everybody around them knows, and ultimately they know because they have that sense of, you know, yeah, this is the direction that I'm supposed to be headed.
Yeah, it feels like it's got some purpose to it. It feels like it's clicking in now, where a lot of people, I would say most people that I've talked to, fall down is they have a great idea, but they don't know how to get it out there properly, and they don't realize how many ways there are to get things out there. And then, they think, oh, this will be easy. Everybody should love this because I love it. And then it just doesn't quite translate into something that can either create some money for them to live on, because that is important as well. It just doesn't. It turns into something that where people say, I guess I can't do that anymore because it's not successful under the terms of the almighty dollar. So that's where you come in.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because I think sometimes the ideas is exactly the problem, right? And I know that's going to shock people, but you know, I'm the woman known for my acronyms, right? So I often say to people, you have all these ideas, right? You're not sure which one to start with and what to do. And they're like, yeah. And I said, yeah, exactly, because IDEA stands for I don't execute anything.
Here's another one. Like that. Okay, that's a good one.
Implementation. Yeah, implementation doesn't exist here. Or anywhere, I'm sorry. Implementation doesn't exist anywhere. Mm-hmm. I see. Here's the problem. Ideas are a dime a dozen. Implementation is what makes you money. Ideas are free. Ideas are where the fun is, right? It's the implementation that makes you the money. That's where the money comes in. It's not in having all these ideas, because when you have so many ideas, here's what happens. You become overwhelmed, and you're not sure what to do, and so you get stuck. So instead of having idea and not moving, what if we made ideas mean implementation, decisions, execution, and accountability?
Say that again.
Ideas should stand for implementation, decisions, execution, and accountability.
Okay. Very good. And so is that just human nature that, you know, when you get down to, is it just for a lot of people, especially today, you know, Diane, it's a lot different than it was. You know, I just saw on TV today. Today is the 10-year anniversary of YouTube. Can you believe that? It's only been 10 years. 10 years.
Wow.
And so just 15 years ago, none of this stuff existed. People weren't using – they were starting to use email, but a lot of these new platforms did not exist. So now that all these things exist and it just seems so, like, overwhelming to people – what's important about what would you say is number one important when you're saying, okay, I have this idea, I'm ready to implement, where do I start?
Well, and I think that's it, right? So I just read this really great book called The One Thing. And so there's a great question in the book. And again, this is coming directly on the book. This is not Diane. But the question, paraphrased in Diane language, is this: what's the one thing that I can do right now today that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? And if you sit down every morning and ask yourself that question before you do the first thing in your business. Now, you can use this in all aspects of your life, right? Finances, health, relationships, spirituality, whatever the areas that you've determined for you are. But in strictly a business perspective, what's the one thing that I can do right now, not later on today, but right now at the very beginning of my day, that if I do it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? It's powerful, Bill. It's amazingly
powerful. That is powerful.
The other piece is that most people leave out is the strategy. If you ask yourself the focusing question, the strategy piece comes along, right? So, but the thing that most people do is they start working because they start doing things to be busy, right? There's a difference between productivity and true implementation, right? True completions, productivity, right? Being busy is one thing, being productive is another. And so if you start with, and I talk about this a lot in so many aspects of business with all of my clients and at my events and everything, is why are you doing this? And initially people always say the same thing, to make money. No, that's not really it. That's the result. That's a byproduct. But what's the result that you want, right? So it might be that you want to sign people up for your event. It might be you want to add so many people to your list. It might be that you want to sell so many people into a coaching program. It's the ultimate reason why, right? It's the strategic reason. And once you know that, then everything that you do, the plan revolves around obtaining that result, and everything else becomes easier.
I like that. Now here's what I would say might be a problem for a lot of people is when they're starting their business and they're thinking about this or their idea, they may even be thinking that way, but once somebody turns the fire hose on, and you know what I mean by that, listeners, you know, the fire hose is all the daily stuff that's coming at you. If all you wanted was a drink of water and somebody turned the fire hose on, once you're in that every day, that may have been a front page item, your why might have been a big title front page item, and now that might be lost. You might have forgotten what that was because you're so busy doing. Is that what you would say, Diane, happens to a lot of people?
Yeah, absolutely. And they're doing the wrong things. And they're doing everything themselves. I often say to people, if you're a solopreneur, you're in the worst possible position you could ever be in. And here's why. Because now you own a job and not a business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And most of us didn't start our businesses to be tied to our computer, to be tied to our offices, to be tied, you know, to the store or whatever. We started our business for freedom, financial freedom, time freedom, to, you know, be able to do those things that we want to do when we want to do them, for however long we want to do them, with who we want to do them with, right? That's my definition of freedom. And it doesn't happen that way because as entrepreneurs, we're control freaks. Ask me how I know this. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all
yeah.
of us suffer. We all suffer from this. But I can do it better. But it's just easier for me to do it myself than it is to explain it to somebody else. And I hear this from clients all the time. My coaching clients say this to me all the time. And they know what I'm going to say when they say it, right? Yeah, that's short-term thinking. You can't be a short-term thinker if you're going to grow a business. You have to think about the long-term, right? Your job as the business owner is to be the business visionary. It's not to be the person who's doing the thing, although you have
right.
to start doing the thing. I understand that, right? But the first thing, the one thing that I say to people when people say to me, Diane, if you could change one thing about your business in all the years you've been in business, what would it be? My answer is always the same. It's always this. I would have started everything sooner, to include hiring team, starting masterminds, doing events, you know, product. Everything that I do now, I wish I had started sooner. Why? Because it would have helped me grow my business faster, especially the hiring piece. And again, you don't have to hire somebody full time. Could you hire somebody a few hours a month to help you right now so that you don't have to do the things that you don't like to do, that you're not good at, and that somebody else would be much more efficient at?
Yeah, and that frees you up to become that visionary. And you said some very important things in that last couple sentences. And one of those was that, you know, if you're always doing, how are you going to transfer that? How are you going to sell that someday? How are you going to transfer that? Is there any value in that? Or if there isn't any value, it's not a business, it's just a job.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. A lot of people have lifestyle. They set up businesses for alternative lifestyles. A lot of people have done that over the years. But you have to think long term, like you said, down the road. You may look great at 65, you may be vital at 75, but someday you'll be 85. You need to be moving, thinking about that future as time goes by. And isn't it a shame to look back over 30 or 40 years and realize I had all that time to do it and I never pulled the trigger on creating a transferable business?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So when you talk about implementation, what are the stumbling blocks for most people, and how do they get off their you-know-whats and move towards implementation? What are some of the best steps to do that?
Well, you know, I think one of the biggest things, Bill, is that, you know, you have to figure out what works for you. I block schedule, right? So, you know, you can call me if we don't have an appointment, the phone doesn't get answered because there's something on my calendar that I'm focused on and doing during that time. That helps me implement and execute and get things done probably more than anything else. I think that's one of the things is people are so easily distracted. Oh, look, there's an email. Oh, my goodness, my phone's dinging. I have something going on Facebook. You know, all of that gets turned off for me when I'm working. And then, you know, whatever works for you, protect your time. And most of us don't do this, right? I just had somebody on a call ask me yesterday, that's great, I can do all this block scheduling, but then what happens when, you know, the kid calls after school and I've got to go do something or whatever? And it's interesting, I just saw an interview with Barbara Corcoran the other day, it was on Facebook, but I don't know where the interview was from, and she said when she's at work, her kids and her husband never call her. It's off limits. And so, you know, that may be a little bit on the opposite end, but she said, you know, this whole idea of having balance, many times she says, I don't believe it exists. I'm unbalanced when I'm at work because that's all I'm doing. I'm unbalanced when I'm at home because that's all I'm doing. So it really comes down to this idea of being focused and being, you know, right where you are. And so, you know, I gave you some acronyms for IDEA. I have one for implement as well. And this is what it says. It says intentional movement produces leveraged, energetic money, encouraging a next time. I'll say it again. If you'll just do this, people will implement. Intentional movement produces leveraged, energetic money or momentum. I like money because I'm a capitalist. Encouraging a next time. So if you intentionally are doing things in your business that's producing leveraged and energetic money or momentum, either one you want to use, what happens? You build momentum, right? You build people. You want to keep doing that thing. It encourages you doing the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. That's what implementation is all about.
Very good. Very good stuff. So you have now a course where people can learn how to better implement some of these great ideas that they have, do you not?
I'm actually doing a two-day event, and I'm doing them every 100 days. It's something I'm trying this year, and I'm having another one actually June 11th and 12th is the next one coming up. And if folks want to know more about that, they can just go to implementationcoachingevent.com. That's where all the details are. And I would tell you, this is, you know, my motto for this is it's not about motivation and inspiration. It's about implementation. And so this isn't one of those deals where you come and listen to me speak for, you know, for 2 days. It's 75% of the time you're implementing. You're working on things that you haven't worked on that you need to get done. And I have people telling me right now they're getting more done in the 2 days that we spend together than they have in the 60 to 90 days prior. And that's why I'm doing these events.
Okay. Give us the website one more time where people would go for that.
Mm-hmm. It's implementationcoachingevent.com.
And so the events are going to be live physical events where people go to. Where will they be?
They're held here in Atlanta.
In Atlanta, okay. Easy to get into Atlanta.
Yep, easy in,
okay.
Easy out.
Very good. Well, Diane, it's a pleasure to speak with you again. Did you have something else for us?
Nope. I was just going to be Philly and say it was easy for me, too, because I live here.
Well, it's great, and you also have CompleteMarketingSystems.com as your traditional website, right?
Mm-hmm. That's my main site for the company.
Okay. So folks, if you know, I think you've heard some great ideas here. If you are in that situation where idea stands for I don't execute anything, as Diane was saying earlier, think about how you can implement and learn how to implement effectively. Spend some time and get it from the expert. Or else, you know, check out Diane's website. Maybe you want to give her a call or find out about some of her other things that she has available on her website. And do it and get it done. Diane, thanks so much for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure to have you back on the show, and I hope we get to catch up again in a few months.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me back, Bill, and I would love to do it again. I'd love spending time with you and your folks.
All right. Thank you so much. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, so please stay tuned. And don't go anywhere. Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions. So you can be well planned. We upload new 1-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.